Keith, thank you for coming in to Cambridge 105. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you formed your political beliefs.
I've been in Cambridge for over 15 years. I formed the party after reading a book called Rebooting Democracy. I did ask the author before I stole his name for the party. He was quite happy with that. So I read the book. My sister insisted I read it, because I was complaining about various things. She said, read this. And then the ideas in it basically hit resonance with me, and its explanation of exactly why politics as it currently runs doesn't work correctly just made total sense. So a group of us started the party, and then I thought it would be a good idea to run, and because a lot of people seem to like the idea, and I thought I'd gain quite a lot of support. So
the objective, do you think you stand a chance of winning? Has that ever been on the horizon?
I'd like to think there are a lot of people out there who will email me and say, I'm glad you're doing this. It really, I've hoped for something like this for so long. Mm. And I think there is a lot of people are very unhappy with how the country currently works and will look at it and see a difference. So I've put a leaflet that basically says, if you don't want to vote for a politician, there is another option. Mm. There is a kind of none of the above candidate here who basically will.
It's strange that you're captain of a local rowing club, which seems very Cambridge, yet at the same time you're looking to do something which is quite anti-establishment.
The rowing club is a town rowing club. Anyone can join. Mm. It's partly like what I'm going for. Everyone can take part. Everyone can help go forward and enjoy themselves.
So. Okay, so let's assume that the political system is broken. How do you fix it?
We currently have this layer of MPs who go around. They promise various things. They basically have to get money in from various donors so that they can get re-elected, so they can essentially go out there and campaign and tell everyone to vote for them. They insist they have to go through this cycle every few years, that they have to go out there and make these promises that they're going to get re-elected.
Well, that seems a reasonable thing to do. We need to know, and maybe that's part of the problem, is that they don't always tell us what they're going to do at the same time as trying to lure us in with a tax cut here or a benefit there.
Absolutely. So they will go for policies that are populist. And so if you look at the big issues of our time, social injustice, climate change, those kind of things, no one's really prepared to tackle them, to do the things that are maybe unpopular in the short run, will benefit us, 5, 10, 20.
So do you think that's the issue? The problem is that what's happening is that the parties are effectively trying to make sure that in 4 or 5 years' time, people are doing okay financially. And at the same time, they're putting these issues you mention to one side because they take time. You're not going to get the benefit at the end of a particular parliament.
Absolutely, yes. They will push forward. So we've seen it continuously as we flick between Labour and Conservative, where they will have something that will, in the example of climate change, they have policies that will look towards fixing them. And then as soon as they think, oh, my goodness, this might be unpopular, or the media's attacking us for this, they drop them out and they push them under the carpet, and they'll use spin and, various tactics to hide them underneath other policies that are coming out. And it's just this big game they play.
But the Green Party would argue that they're doing their thing for climate change, yet at the last parliamentary election, they just had the one MP, Caroline Lucas. Is it just And a unfortunate problem of society is that maybe most people don't really care when it comes down to it, and they are more interested in them as a person than the nation and the world as a whole.
It's partly due to the system of government we have, in that you have a large number of safe seats where people don't feel like they can actually have a say, and they want to make sure they vote tactically. So the Green Party do suffer a lot from that. But also with...
So what do we do? What is your solution? How do we, you know, we looked at proportional representation in this country just after the last election, and that was rejected to keep us still first past the post.
So you still have this, even with proportional representation, you still have this layer of essentially hiring these people, these sort of middle management who basically come in, essentially middle. A middle group base who you'll say, can you do this? And they say, yes, this is what we're going to do. And then either do it or listen to what their party are going to say according to the whips and go off something, do something different. So what Rebooting Democracy is about changing the system so that the country as a whole, they are the people who will decide what to do. You don't have this layer of politicians. So there'll be a series of citizens' assemblies and referenda to choose the direction of the country as
a whole.
So
something like the Swiss system, who have forever seem to be having referendums on one subject or another.
It's not like that. So it's not just a direct referendum on each subject. So the country as a whole sets the goals for the country. And then you have citizens' panels who will...
But don't we do that anyway? We pick the politician or the party who is nearest to our set of beliefs. Would you get anything different? Would you get enough people who were interested in being active to this extent?
You would. So the system would set up so that you basically put this out to everyone and they would choose the policies, the direction they want to go, and then the citizens' panels would actually make the individual policy decisions going forward, but towards this ultimate goal, without thinking about whips, without thinking about party ideology. They'd basically look at evidence and work towards it. So instead of having a career-minded politician whose interests are essentially getting elected and staying in the party system, you would have groups of citizens who come together for a period of time, selected randomly, like a jury. They would consider the evidence, and then they would make decisions based on this. And they're not encumbered by needing to get elected next time round or worrying about getting a job afterwards. They essentially just make the best decision they can as a group. Once you've got these kind of groups, they'll sit down, they'll listen to the evidence, and they will discuss this and make changes amongst themselves. They will change their minds and actually come out with a reasonable solution at the end, instead of one that is swayed by personal beliefs.
Okay, so we are where we are in the political system mm-hmm. that we have. How have you been getting along campaigning? The hustings, for example, have you been invited to appear on any of those?
I was invited to a couple, but in general, because I
did you take up the invitation?
Yes, and that was really good. They were giving it was my first kind of public speaking thing, and they were reasonably gentle on me. It was good fun, and lots of people. I think when talking to them, actually, you know, people were looking back and sort of agreeing genuinely with what I was saying about this kind of thing.
But they end up saying, oh, Keith, a nice guy, I really like what he's saying and trying to do here, but I'm going to vote for this candidate instead. Is that the danger?
I've got a lot of people who have emailed me directly. I'm trying to reply to most people, but there's quite a few, who are saying, you know, I am fed up with the current system. It hasn't made any changes for the last N decades.
What resources do you have, though? I think of the tons of leaflets I've got through my, you know, it's a whole forest worth from the Liberal Democrats, from Labour Party, to a certain extent the Greens as well. I don't recall having gotten the leaflet from yourself.
I sent out one leaflet, which went out to everyone in the constituency. And I think, to be honest, that is a better way of doing it, because I was talking to a friend recently and she was saying how just the sheer weight of leaflets that come through from certain candidates a couple of years ago, she just went, right, I'm just not voting for you now. I was, and now I'm not just not doing
it. There is an incentive just to put the recycling box on the other side of the letterbox and then really catch them on the way in.
Essentially, I sent out the message that, you know, if you don't want to vote for a politician, you can vote for me and we'll aim to get rid of them.
Okay.
And so I think that's a you don't need to keep going on. And I think that's part of the issue is, you know, having to essentially get money to create a kind of army to go off and fight your election. And I think it's just the wrong way of thinking about our country and the correct way to run it. It shouldn't be a power game. It should just be a system of government that works.
So what would you do about the NHS, private or public?
This is, again, if you'd been to my hustings, you would have seen that I don't answer particular policy questions. I have personal views on this. But
what's your view then? What would you do?
I'm just not answering those kind of questions.
You're just standing for public office. You know, we kind of need to know where you're going on that.
So, going forward, if I get elected, I would be talking to groups of constituents, and we would look at the evidence. What's the best way to go forward?
So, how would you pick these people? Would they be handpicked, or would you wait for them to come forward?
What I would try and do is contact as many people as I could, hopefully everyone, and see who's interested in actually supporting this, and maybe running a kind of randomly selected panel, getting people over and sitting down and talking through the issues, looking at the evidence, you know, what is the best way to go forward. So with the NHS, you know, what are the advantages of it being increasing the privatisation? What's the advantages of pushing back towards public ownership? And then looking at that and then trying to use that as a kind of model to go forward with.
Okay. What would you regard as a success in the early hours of Friday morning when the count is declared at the Guildhall? Votes? Do you have an objective? Do you want to knock somebody into sixth place?
I honestly have no idea how I'm going to do. I've seen there've been a lot of support coming through. I've never done anything like this before, so I don't know what I should be expecting.
Do you think you'd be better, rather than going for a parliamentary constituency, maybe on a more local level and standing for the city council? John Hipkin, for example, has done quite well in, I think it's Castle Ward.
No, because I think the rebooting democracy message is one of a national scheme of doing this across the country. It's not something that you can sit there and do it like a little bit at a local time. It's something, so getting in elected this time would then start it rolling, and I could start pushing government to actually start trials of citizens' government, and then hopefully next time with enough support, you know, getting a lot more MPs in.
Okay, well, wish you the best of luck. Keith Gowett from Rebooting Democracy. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Julian.